We were zeichet to begin the maimer. Atan itzav mayam kulchem last week to prepare ourselves for that reality of being nitzav, standing before the Bavi Olam hayoim Rosh Hashanah, on the day which is Rosh Hashanah. And the Alter Rebbe is teaching us that the hachana, the preparation for that mitzvah of being nitzav, standing, being able to stand in God's presence, that mitzvah depends to a large extent on being mechazik, the reality of Kaimas Knesset Yisrael, of that body of Klal Yisrael that consists of all the different madrigas. Of all the different madrigas, as it says there in the Pasuk, by Atnitzav Mayom Kulchem. All the different madrigas of Klal Yisrael, all the way from the highest, all the way down to Chayte Beitzecha and Shayit Memecha. How this is done and what this means. So we learned the words last week of the Alter Rebbe, and now we're going to learn inside the parish. We're going to learn this first part of the Maimer inside the parish of Chassidus Mevoeres. So look inside. Those of you who have it, on the first page, Lamed Tes, Atmitzov Hayom Kulchem. In the parashas of Kairin, La'olam Kadam Rosh Hashanah, Rumas V'milas Hayom D'Kayar Rosh Hashanah. We always read this before Rosh Hashanah. And it's merumas, it's hinted in the word hayyim, which we already know from Chazal, that hayyim, the day, is the Kriya Rosh Hashanah. It's hinting to the day, the singular, unique day of Rosh Hashanah, ki ze hayyim tchilas ma'asach hazakanim rishon, because this is the day of man's creation. Hayyim, look inside the parish, Chassidus Mevoeres, hayyim, Behei HaYedia, because it says HaYayim. Koya al Rosh Hashanah. We have a Kabbalah from Chazal, and when it says HaYayim, it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Shu HaYayim HaYedua, that day which is known, that day which is unique. Kamei Sha'ayim, Ze HaYayim, like we say in Davening, Ze HaYayim Tchilas Masecha, this is the day, the beginning of man's actions in the world, the beginning of man's being in the world. Zikar Miyam Rishon, a memory, a remembrance of the first day. Lefisha by Nivra Adam Rishon. Shekol Nitzayt in the Shomas Nitzav in Mesalim Mekayim Harishon Liyam Zad Lefne Havaya. So what does that mean? At Nitzav Mahayoyim. Is that something which was just thousands of years ago and it happened once? And we know that when it comes to a Yontiv, we're not remembering something that was a long time ago, that of course we also remember. But when it comes to a yontif, the ikkar of the yontif of that day is that time returns. That's how the luach works. That time returns of Atanitzav Mahayon Kulchem. So what does that mean for us now? And what does that mean as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned? So perish akosav afnitzav hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. Hu shebiyoyim zeh de Rosh Hashanah. It means that on this day of Rosh Hashanah, kol Yisrael nitzav lefnei Hashem. Kol Yisrael, this mitzvah that's called kol Yisrael. Because we know it's very hard. We wish it was kol Yisrael. There are many, many people that are not going to be nitzav lefnei Hashem this Rosh Hashanah. I'm not just talking about those Jews that don't go to shul. I'm talking about even the ones that go to shul, even the ones that pay a lot of money for their seats, and spend a lot of time in shul. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily thinking about, they're in that place of Lifnei Hashem. They're not necessarily in that place of Lifnei Hashem. So what is the what is the meaning of at nitzav mahayom kulcham? Because the truth is that on the day of Rosh Hashanah, really, in Pnimius, there is such a reality of at nitzav mahayom kol ish Yisrael, every single Jew, kol nishmas Yisrael. So what does that mean? So he explains, Ushabiyam Zad Rosh Hashanah, kol Yisrael nitzav mahayom Hashem mahayom, nishmas kol echad me'echad Yisrael. Could be, God forbid, a Jew who doesn't even know it's Rosh Hashanah. Could be he doesn't even know that he's a Jew. Or could be a Jew who knows that he's a Jew and knows this is Rosh Hashanah, and he cares about that and he observes the day, but he doesn't feel connected and he doesn't feel any aliyas neshama, that his neshama is doing anything. The mitzias is nishmas kol echad ve'echad miyisrael, the neshama of each and every Jew. Shekol neshama protis, every single Jew, the neshama of each separate, particular, individual Jew, he, b'chinas nitzoitz, is called a spark, which is mischaberes im sharsha, which on the day of Rosh Hashanah, that spark of Yaakov ben Moshe, of Sarah bas Avram, whoever the person is, that spark of that Nishmas Yisrael joins together in Sharasha Umakaira Ba'ilamas Eliyana. It comes together with its Sharish. The spark returns to the big fire, returns to the flame. Umakaira in Sharasha Umakaira Ba'ilamas Eliyana in the higher worlds. Shasham Hanisham Nitzavis Ba'imedis Lefnei Hashem. Regardless of where you're going to be standing on Rosh Hashanah, whether it's in shul, or whether it's at home, whether it's, God forbid, a person standing at some office, he's not keeping Rosh Hashanah, and he goes someplace to work. Kol bayi olam v'frat, every single nitzitz of Nishmas Yisrael, that spark returns to the big flame of what Klolius Knesset Yisrael is in the Makar, in the Sharish, in the root of its existence in Shemayim. That's the Pnimius of Atem Nitzav Mahayom Kulchem. If you look in the note, number 2, Kol Neshama Protis Nikras Nitzaitz. Each separate Neshama, on one level, we can't even speak about Neshamas being separated. But when we look at the world from our perspective, where we see separate human beings, separate Yidden, separate Jews, in that context, every neshama is called a nitzitz. It's called, each separate one is called a spark. In its truth, it's a very, very beautiful, deep mashal, the mashal of a spark and the flame. Ki yeshish by nishmais klalius, we've spoken about this many times over the years, that there are 600,000 nishmais klolis. Of course, there are many, Leon Har, there are more Jews than that, but there are 600,000 nishmais klolis. We're not going to go into this right now because it's not really the focal point of the Maimer, but there are 600,000 general base nishmais. Shehein, as it says in Tanya, Shehein Sheroshim, that these nishmais of the generation are the root, and the sharosh, each sharosh is a mischalik, the shishim ribay, the 600,000 sparks, shakol nitzaitz from the shama achas, and every spark, again, it's not for now to do the arithmetic, there's obviously something much deeper than numbers. And why is it that specific number? We're familiar with that number from Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Isis of the Torah. Yeshishim Riba Isis the Torah. Again, it's not for now. But each separate Nishmas Yisrael is called a Nitzaitz. It's called a Nitzaitz. Remember the story when we're learning about the Rebbe Rav Melech, about the Nayim Melech, about how the Nayim Melech saw out of his window, a very remarkable thing. He saw a mountain outside where he lived. He saw the mountain exploding, and that there were 600,000 sparks shooting out from this flame. And he saw in each one the tzur of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. In each of the sparks, he saw the tzur of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So of course we don't understand what that means in this, the tzur of the Baal Shem in each spark. But Le'in Yaneinu, there's such thing as a tzaddik, there's such a thing as a tzaddik, who is in the Neshama Klolis, and that tzaddik's presence in some way, in some form, in the soul of each of the Yitzhaitis of Klai Yisrael of that generation, and on a deeper level of all generations, vitalizes, invigorates, enlivens, chazik is mechaya, that Yitzhaitis. Even if you be a person, you're screaming, I don't hold from the Baal Shem Tov, that's not my mahalach, I don't agree with it, I don't like it, whatever, I never heard of him, whatever it might be. There are neshamas klolis, big tzaddikim that whether you know it or you don't know it, whether you agree or you don't agree, that there's the face of the Baal Shem Tov in each one of the Yitzhaitis. Akoponim, that's the term that's being used, as the Tanya explains over there in Lamed Zayin. Back inside. Now this includes Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Mechoyte Vetzach, all the different Madregas of Jews that the Pasuk lists. Mechoyte Vetzach Ad Shoyiv Memecha. Parat HaKosu, the Rabbi says, Esa Madregas. The Torah is teaching us, is revealing to us, the 10 levels, 10 Madregas, that correspond, of course, to the 10 spheres. Shekemoshi Yesh Esa Madregas B'Nefesh Adam. The same way in each separate person, in each individual person, there are 10 madregas. The Hainu, what are the 10 madregas? Shloisha Sechlim and Shevamidas. There are the 3 madregas of the intellect, Chachma, Bina, Das, Chabad. And then there are the 7 midas of Chagas, Nehim, that correspond to the emotions of Chesed, Vuot, Teferes, Netzach, Chag, Yisoid, and Malchus. So the same way that in each person there are 10 madregas, kach hine kol Yisrael him koyma achashleim, the entire Jewish people. From the highest Jew down to the smallest little Yid. The entire Jewish people are koyma achas shleim. It's like one person, one body, one mitzvah that's called klolius knesses Yisrael. Klolius nishmesei nikra knesses Yisrael. That is the term that we find used many places in Chazal, Knesset Yisrael, the ingathering. It's like one person, a Kaima Aches, that's called Klolius Knesset Yisrael, that consists of different organs. There's a Reish, so the Tzaddikim, like the Tanya explains in Tanya. So there are big, the Tzaddikim, or the leaders of the Jewish people, that are called Reishechem. That are called Einei HaEder. You have tzaddikim that are called the eyes of the Jewish people. Then you have all of the Evarim, just like a person has Evarim, so too Klolius Knesset Yisrael has Evarim. From the Reish all the way down to the little toe, to the Akiv. That's what Klai Yisrael is made of. There's a Metzius in the Sitra Achra, as you know. Everything exists in this world, Zelu Mazeh, also Helokim. For everything in holiness, there's a Metzius, or there is what appears to be a Metzius, an anti-holiness. And that, of course, is the world of Esav, of Amalek. Which is why, on a deeper level, I'm not going to go into this now, though I've been thinking about this for the last couple of months. I'm not going to share that with you for the time being. I don't have it clear at all. But the inyan of this Seir La'Azazel, the Mishnah tells us, and Chazal tells them, the Gemara, that it would be thrown off the mountain on Yom Kippur. which is Esav, which is Amalek, which is the other side, and that it would be smashed, davka evarim evarim, it would be broken, all of its limbs would be broken, everything would be broken apart, smashed, evarim evarim. That's the fate of the world of Amalek, of Esav, being broken, all the evarim being broken apart. As we know, that only by Klai Yisrael is there such a thing as kol nefesh, Yaakov. Nefesh means in the singular, that means that the entire Jewish people, all the evarim, from this big tzaddik down to this little yid, all the evarim together create an indivisible reality, indivisible reality of Knesset Yisrael. Of Knesset Yisrael. Masha Enikain, even though the Sitra Achra, the other side, the world of Esav, seems to us so scary and invincible, how could we possibly contend with such a Metzius? In numbers and in strength, it would appear to us to be mamish invincible. But the outcome of that life of Esav is being thrown off the mountain and being misparik, Evarim, misparkim, all the Evarim falling apart one from the other. It's a world of separation. What's known in the language of the Tzaddikim is Alma de Piruda, the world of division, of separation. Hashem Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael comes from that world of Yehuda, Alma de Yehuda, of unity, of oneness, of the Seir Lashem. That's an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Every single yid, reshechem shifteichem, michaita vetzecha ad shoy memecha. The Torah tells us all of these madregas. So he explains, the Chassidus Mevaras explains, v'kosev zeh nifetu asara sugim. This pasuk in the Torah that we read right before Rosh Hashanah, the Torah lists 10 types of Jews. Reshechem shifteichem ziknechem shetrechem kolish Yisrael tabchem nishechem gecha chaita vetzecha shoy memecha. I'm not going to go on to talk about each of them now. All these different types of yid. It does not list people who are Ashkenazim or Sfaradim, Galician, or Hungarians. You notice that. Nor does it say people wear strimelch or wear black hats or kippots or goat. It doesn't have that on the list. So at some point in time, people came up with different lists. The Torah's list is Reshechem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shetreichem, Kol Ishiz Atabchem, Neshechem, Gercha, Chayte Vetzecha, Shoyv Nemecha. The two most interesting. The water carriers and the wood choppers. Those are the most interesting. Because everything else we're doing here, the leaders, the children, the women, the game, we could, why davke Chayte Vetzecha, Shoyv Nemecha, whatever happened to dry cleaners and butchers that were left off this list. So that's a very big inyan in the Svarim. What is the meaning of Chayte Vetzecha and Shoyv Memecha? Who are these people? The woodcutters. Who are the lumberjacks and the water carriers? Water carriers have been made famous or infamous through the stories. When I speak about somebody that's like a big Rachman, it's a Lo Yuslach, so he's always somehow ended up being a Vasitrek, he's a water carrier. Right. Which nowadays could be a lawyer. maybe, I don't know. I mean, carrying other people's inyanim, carrying other people's, maybe accountants, lawyers, schlepping other people's hashbainis, other people's things. Okay, so why is it davka those people? Chayte v'tzecha shoy me'mecha. Ki kimoyesha kol nefesh protis mi'yisrael mur keves me'asara koiches, just like each individual Jew is constructed of 10 koiches, these 10 koiches, shloisha koiches sichliim, the 3 koiches of the intellect, chachma binadas, and the 7 midas, the 7 midas of chesed, gvur, teferes, netzach, hoid, yisoid, and malchus, kach klai yisrael nechlak la'asara sugim sheninu v'kra. So too, As a people, we're divided into 10 sugim, 10 types, that correspond the 10 spheres, shehet, which are shenem nubukra, that are listed in this pasuk. Shem kineged asara kaychas hanefesh, that correspond to the 10 kaychas hanefesh. The kol nisham nisham mushreshes ba'achas me'esar spheres al yayins. Every single one of us, even though every single one of us, of course, has all 10 inside, each and every one of us. But, as we always learn, there's dominant and there's recessive. So that which is the shurish of each person in the 10 spheres, that is the dominant characteristic or the dominant sphere of his existence. And he has the 9 others, but the 9 others are not shining as brightly. They are in a state of that we could just borrow that term from science of being recessive. It's not, of course, the same thing as in biology, of course. But as a mushroom, each person, the kol nisham nisham mushreshes ba'achas mi'eses sviyus al yainas, from choch mi'ad ad malchus. So there's a yid, a tzaddik could see, this yid that walks in, oh, of course he's everything, because he's a piece of Klal Yisrael, and every piece has everything in it, just like they found nowadays, that they found that every piece of a person has the entire person, right? That's what it means that they could check the DNA. It's a hafadik thing. And even many, many years later, they could find something, a piece of a person, a strand of hair, and from the strand of hair, they could see what? The entire person. The whole metzius of that person is in every part of the person. That's a gewaldige muscle to understand what we're talking about. That really, in each and every mitzvah, in every piece of Klal Yisrael, there exists all of Klal Yisrael. So even if a Jew comes from the little toe of Adam Harishon, he still has all of the DNA, whatever that is, the RNA, DNA, he has all of that from the whole kaim of Adam Harishon. So it's the same thing. By every nitzoitz, even if a Jew walks in and the tzaddik sees that this person is shining with netzach, or we read in the svarim, I mean, we read in the Shar Gilgulim and so on, the other svarim HaKadoshim about the ovus coming. Each one of the ovus and the imos corresponds to this sphere. So we understand that Avraham Avinu is a chesed, and Yitzchak is gevura, and Yaakov is tiferes, and then on later tzaddikim also we know from the Shar Gilgulim and from other svarim. There are different tzaddikim, Tanoim and Amoraim, even later than that, that they were mushrash, that they were rooted in a certain sphere. That doesn't mean that the other 9 were not present. It means that one sphere was the dominant, determining characteristic of that person's existence. And the others were following the lead of that. That doesn't mean Elo told this Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hailis Yitzchak, we spoke about it many times. Elo told this Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hailis Yitzchak. What does that mean? Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hailis Yitzchak. So to us, we see chesed and gvur, kindness and strength, or restraint, as two completely different things. And you can see, you have some friends, and you say, oh, that person is a person that's chesed. And then you have another friend, you say, well, he's a person of gvur. It's harder to hang out with that person. Right? That's a person that's gvuridik. So it says in Torah, Elo tell this Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hailis Yitzchak, meaning that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is the son of Avram. That of course there's an interfacing of the spheres in each person. Yitzchak had within him Avram Avinu, Avram Hailis Yitzchak, but Yitzchak, therefore Avram, if he could give birth to Gevurah, it means that in the chesed of Avram, there was already the seeds of Gevurah, or else he couldn't have had a Gevurah as a child. Right? So Avram has in him mysteriously a recessive Gvura gene. Therefore, he could have a Yitzchak. Yitzchak, in turn, even though he's Gvura, but Yitzchak has, of course, within him. He has an Avram within him. So, it's a question of what part, or what is it? What is it that is the dominant sphere in that person's life? But every person is bound to the entire Metzius of Knesset Yisrael. And that's what he's explaining. Kach Klai Yisrael Nachlak La'esa Sugim Shenimna B'Kvash Ha'Kineged Asara Kaychas HaNefesh The Kol Nishom Nishom Mushvesef Achas Me'asas Sviyas Elyainis Yechoch Ma'ad Malchus Shemehen Nishtal Shlo Asara Kaychas HaNefesh. That from those 10 supernal spheres with which Hashem has brought created the world and creates the world every second, each and every one of us is made, and each and every one of us lives and breathes in that world of the 10 spheres, the 10 koiches hanefesh. And in order to understand ourselves, one has to learn the 10 koiches hanefesh in great depth. To understand oneself, one has to understand the 10 koiches hanefesh. That's why what Rav Schwartz was talking about on Shabbos, those who were here, that's really just the first part of something much bigger, obviously, that he spoke about, because he knows that that's what we're learning, the Bilvavi and Das Atzmacha. Hakaris Atzmacha and Hakaris Abayre, right? That was the question that Rav Schwartz was addressing on Shabbos, and our whole life depends on understanding this. Hakaris Atzmacha depends on Hakaris Abayre. The question of how to begin is what Rav Schwartz was discussing, but the Atzmacha of a person means the 10 Koiches HaNefesh of Kivyachol, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world and how he's revealed in the world, not what Hashem is, we don't know, in his unknowable essence, but how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in the world through the 10 spheres. So HaKadosh Atzmacha, knowing yourself, is the same thing as knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing. Knowing oneself is knowing the Elokus of oneself. Because knowing oneself does not mean that I know that I hit better lefty than righty. You know, I know that I like chocolate, not vanilla. Even though the kids come back from school, I was just doing this actually with my daughter yesterday, that they wanted to write. The teacher wants each of the kids to write a thing like who are you kind of a thing. Like, what makes you unique? For each of the kids to write and to keep this like some sort of a diary. I don't know. The teacher promised she wouldn't read. So right away, you know, I'm thinking, teacher's not reading this. Why are we doing this? And like, why? I had that old thought from the... but she's very timid. I didn't tell her that. I was just thinking to myself. The teacher said she's not reading it. So like, what? This is a vacation time. What are we doing over here? But so I brought it up in the conversation later. So, you know, if the teacher's not looking at it, so how is it going to be reviewed? I said it like that, not like, why don't we just go outside and have a good time? So she said, no, Mother's going to be coming to see that we did it. So then you move to the next level. Then we could just write here all kinds of different things. But you can't tell your kid everything you're thinking. So anyway, what makes you unique? What makes you special? What makes me special is the Elokus inside of me. Hakaris Atzmi, knowing myself, means being introduced to the godliness of who I am. All those other things, it's true. Chocolate, vanilla, batting righty, batting lefty, there it's clear that it has to do with Chesed and Gvura. All of those other things are outgrowths of the Elokus inside of you. Why do you have a netiyah to chocolate as opposed to vanilla? So you would say that's something that's so silly. What do you mean, have a chocolate? That it also has to do with something in the spheres? Yes. There's a difference. I'm not going to explain that now. I worked on the Indian a little bit some years ago. But there's an Indian, there's a difference between chocolate and vanilla, for sure. So when you see, there's a difference between if something has the color brown or something has the color white. And you know, there's a whole section in Padis Yomana from the Ramak that's called Shar HaGevanim, the gate of colors. If you're drawn towards vanilla, it means one thing. If you're drawn towards chocolate, it means something else. The problem is when you're drawn to vanilla with chocolate sprinkles, that's a question. That's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. Chocolate sprinkles, what does that mean? But chocolate ice cream, there's no such thing as vanilla sprinkles. No, not vanilla sprinkles. Yeah, colored sprinkles. That's Tiferes. Tiferes means the colored sprinkles. But I never saw vanilla sprinkles. There must be a reason for that. It's kulay hafach lavan. It says in pasuk. It's either completely white. The sprinkles of white is not a good thing. It's kulay hafach lavan tahor. Then it's pure. That's what it says by tzaraas. Kulay hafach lavan tahor. Huh? Chocolate chips. It's a chashuv thing. So all of these things, of course, are an outgrowth of something much deeper. That's why does a person have an atiyah to this as opposed to that? Why does a person have such an atiyah? In many places of the world, I'm sorry, just one second. In many places of the world, I remember in Eretz Yisrael when I was there as a child in school. Once you get to high school, or the high school where they have secular studies, you can choose to be either in what's called Reali or Humani. You ever hear that? Yeah, either Reali means the sciences. They call it real. Reali means real. Or Humani means humanistic, or the liberal arts, I guess we would call it. And you could. I don't know how it is now, but back then you made a decision which you would take more classes. I mean, you still have to take a little bit of this or that, but the ikkar of which people hear when they go to, when they get older, they figure out the major or the minor or whatever. But there's a reason why a person has netiya to math, and another person has netiya towards the humanities. There's a reason for that, which is mushrish in who the person is. And to try to break that causes agmas nefesh. To go against that causes agmas nefesh. For all you math lovers out there, that causes agmas nefesh. And even if you could work on being good at it, it's never natural. There are other people that, let's say, when it comes to math, they're natural. And when the teacher's going over the stuff, it's clear as day. When they have to write up, you know, their homework, everything stims, everything goes, and, you know, the triangle worked out, and this worked out, and everything's evolving. But those same people, if you tell them to dissect a Robert Frost poem, they go, what is that? And they can't figure out what this symbolizes and what that's a metaphor. Well, they can't. And it's not, and there's a different way of looking at the world. And it's in each person. Of course, those are outgrowths of the elokus, that is rooted in the 10 spheres of what a person is and who he is. Everything. There's nothing outside of that, because that's how the world was created, and that's how we created. But to know oneself, to think that means to know what I like. I once told you, I remember when we applied to college. So there was a psychological test, something on paper that we had to fill out. They wanted to have the guidance people in the school wanted to have an idea of like what you're knighted to, like what you'd be most interested in becoming in life, but like, you know, as a profession or something like that. No, college. This isn't. What would you be most interested in being? And the big joke of our family is like, there was a rabbi that was a Talmid Chacham that was in charge of this stuff over there, so he called each boy in to schmooze over like what it came out from that thing that you feel. It was a long thing. It was like an hour long, a million questions, and what it came out from there, like what you want to be in life. So I walked into him, and he found it very interesting. It came out from there that I would like to be a farmer. So my father, I never saw my father laugh so hard. You want to be a farmer? My father couldn't. I was the kind of a kid that if my sneakers were dirty, I'd sit around the rest of the day looking at them. I was so nervous about things being dirty. Or like being out there in the world, the closest I ever got to a cow was a steak. You understand? It's not that to be like Isaac in the. So how did they come to such a muskala? Even when I heard it, I said, "What?" There was no question of what do you want to be. I want to be a farmer. I would never say such a thing. Want to be a farmer? It's a farmer. So he starts to explain to me. So
sowing seeds of Torah.
Sowing seeds of Torah in the Halavai. But he was like. There are a lot of things there about the world and about nature and about all these things which I very much appreciate as long as I'm in an air-conditioned bus. You understand? It's very good, and I have connection to the, I don't know what there was, he was explaining to me, it was more of a ruchnisdike. That I came out like a ruchnisdike kind of a person, which I was always knighted to that. But the way it came out, that I'm, you know, that or like, he said to be like in psychology, to be you know, a therapist or something like that, that's what I should be. You know, there was nothing there about Torah, it wasn't a Jewish paper, I know, it wasn't a Jewish paper. But it came out, so I'm going to be like a farmer that does part-time therapy. That's what I was supposed to do. So I did use that to try to convince my parents not to go to law school, eventually. I said, it's very hard to send a farmer like me. Send a guy like me to law school, that could be very damaging to my, you know. So where do you want to go? I'll go to stay in yeshiva. I'll stay in yeshiva. Right. Ki odem eitz hasada. But the tias and nefesh that each person has, and the tias are very, very strong. It's mushrish and elokus of who a person is, because all the koiches and nefesh come are istalshus of the esses spheres. That's what he's saying. The kol nesham mushrish is ba'achas me'esses spheres al yainis mi'chochma ad malchus. Shemehen istalshlu as sora koiches and nefesh. That the ten koiches and nefesh come from the binyan ben shemot.
When everybody's talking about banana and chocolate, somebody is drawn to
strawberry.
No, I was just keeping it just
okay.
Simple. I mean, I personally like chocolate not because of the way it looks, but because of the way it tastes.
Okay, but it tastes that way because of how it looks, and it looks that way because of how it tastes. Because there's also an inner of the taste, smell. The taste, the smell, and the color are all one mitzvahs. So you could. That's why I'll never eat. You could ask my kids. I'll never eat white chocolate.
It's not right.
Absolutely not. I'm not saying because it could have the same. If you close your eyes, it might be able to. It has the same taste.
Right.
In principle, I wouldn't do it. And the kids know that. Dad, he's not gonna. I don't like it even when they bring it to the house. I'm not saying it's. I wouldn't say it's apicursis. I won't go that far. It's something wrong. It's like a lime, a shot, and there's something wrong with it. Chocolate is not supposed to be white. That's not how it's supposed to be. So they did something to it. They made it something not normal. They did to it.
They tried doing that with like Coca-Cola.
You're right. Huh?
They tried doing that with Coca-Cola. They had a clear Coca-Cola.
Yeah, a few years ago they tried to make it clear.
They tried a clear Coca-Cola.
Nothing. The island didn't go for it. The island wouldn't go for it. Right. So you could say it's just a matter of habit. But that thing from where the Coca-Cola is made, it has different mitzvahs. It's not that color. The color is tied up. The Indian of colors is a very big subject in Pnimius HaTaira, and it's a very fascinating Indian that helps a person to understand many things about what we see, what we live with in the world, and it's a very big subject. Obviously, it's not for now, but everything has a shayrish in elokus and godliness. Yeah.
Years ago, when I was a kid in college, one side of the campus was humanities major, the other side was the math and science. So we on this side always knew don't cross the quadrangle.
You get the wrong test.
No, don't hang out with those.
It's different kind of people.
So we'd walk up but never cross, and somebody
that's
said,
how it is.
Go out, you could go out with a boy from that side, but never during the day walk over there.
It's interesting when you have marriages between them. But every marriage is Chesed and Gvur, because we know that every man comes from the Shoresh of Midah Chesed, and every woman comes from the Shoresh of Gvur, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mezavik Dizivugim, and that's because in every male there's also the quality of Gvur, and every female there's also Chima of Chesed, so there can be an interfacing of a Zivug of the spheres and the Neshamas. You call on the neshamas kulan yachad and kaima achas shlema, and all the neshamas of the Jewish people of that generation, and even cross generationally, even across time, is a kaima achas shlema. Is one kaima, is one mitzi, is one reality, one building, one body, k'may guf shalom, like a body, k'mavur b'kisvei Arizal, as is explained in the Kisvei Ha'ari, the Kol Yisrael Soid Guf Echad Shal Nishmas Adam HaRishon. As I said before, the Kol Yisrael, all the Jewish, the entire Jewish people, is Soid Guf Echad, is the secret or the mystery of the one body of Adam HaRishon. Now, that's a good question, but I'm not going to go into that right now. Which the Ramchal and the other Kadmanim talk about, it's not for now. You're right, it's true. All of mankind is traced back to Adam Rishon. That's of course that's true. But something in the very beginning was different that would emerge later on with Avraham Avinu, but it's not for now. But you're right. In the bigger picture of things, all of mankind is rooted in Adam Rishon. But Kol Echad MiYisrael, and every single Jew, every single one, Kol Echad MiYisrael, who Eiver Prati, is a specific an organ, a piece of that. Of course, as is explained in footnote 5, we're not talking about anything physical. We have to be very careful. Our mind thinks in such a way. When we think of Eivarim, limbs, or organs, we right away think of something physical. And that's certainly not the case. We have to be very careful. That we're talking about an Eiver in Ruchnius of the Neshama. An outgrowth or an extension of the spiritual, non-physical reality of the soul. We're not talking about something physical, something spiritual. But that the terminology of the Guf and the Eivarim is borrowed from the physical world. But it doesn't mean, of course, anything physical. The Kol Echem Yisrael Eiver Prati Umizer Hu Ha'arvaz She'odem Arev B'shil Chaver Shechata. Therefore, in Halacha, we find that there's a klal of Kol Yisrael Arev M'zelazeh, that each and every Jew, to some degree, is responsible for the actions of another Jew. Each and every one of us is somehow, on some level, held responsible for the aveiros of every Jew of the generation, and on a deep level, of all generations. Because the entire Klal Yisrael is a kaima achas, that I could be mighty somebody who hasn't said Kiddush, even though I already said Kiddush, means, as some Rishonim explained, it means that until every Jew in the world has somehow heard Kiddush, there's some part of me that hasn't heard it. There's a part of me that hasn't heard it because Kol Yisrael Arev M'zelazeh. There's an Arvus. I'm not talking about how that manifests itself in Halacha in so many ways, and in Avodas Hashem, so many ways. And the Chofetz Chaim said that if in Moscow there are Jews that are Mechal Shabbos, it's because here in Radin, in the yeshiva, we're not learning as well as we should be learning. So what does my learning in Radin have to do with some Jew I never met in Moscow? We understand that there is this arvus between one Jew and another. And that alachas kama v'kama is in a good way. That there are many remarkable benefits that come from this amazing arevus of Klal Yisrael, one Jew with another. Ki kol Yisrael guf echad. We understand that the same thing when it comes to the human body. If somebody goes and gives you a clap. Chalila on one hand, it hurts your hand, so it hurts you, the entire person is affected by that, and you're going to say, hey, what's the matter? All I did was hit the hand. Why is it bother the rest of you? It's just your hand. So Teretz says, my hand is connected to me. So, obviously, if there's something wrong with the head, it's much, much, much more of a crisis. When the Jewish people are lacking in proper leadership, and the head is not functioning correctly, or something is malfunctioning in the head, the consequences are much more far-reaching. We're going through a lot of that right now, but every Aver is connected to every other Aver and is sensitive to what happens to that Aver. You call yourself Guf Echad. The next page. That's why the Jewish people are called Knesset Yisrael, which is teaching or revealing this achdus, this great unity between. They're not saying unity here like they use it. You know, everybody, all Democrats unite to vote for this, and all Republicans unite. These are all pathetic uses of the word unity. We're talking about achdus mamish Knesset Yisrael mamish. Achdusam yachad ki kol Yisrael hemitzias achas koim haachas mamish. Zogam perish abitu Knesset Yisrael. And that is the meaning of that expression that we have from Chazal, which is so beautiful, Knesset Yisrael. Shakavana lemekoyrin shakol haneshomis lamala. That's talking about the mekor, that body in which all neshomas come from, in Shemaim, where all the neshomas are one in the mekor and the shayrish of the ten spheres. Shisham hein mechunosais, mechunosais, there they're gathered together. Umechubarais yachad, and attached one to the other. Kemitzias achas, as one mitzias that consists of Reishechem Shifteichem, all the way down to the lumberjacks and the water carriers. And at Rosh Hashanah, there's the amazing thing about Rosh Hashanah, the Misa'alam Kol HaMadregis. I feel like Choyte Veitzecha Ad Shoyev Meimach Hashem Chinas HaMadregis, that even the lowest Madregis of Yidden, who are called Choyte Veitzecha Ad Shoyev Meimach, the ones who cut down trees and gather water, Shem Chinas HaMadregis, those are the lowest Madregis. Lias Kula Misa'alam Lamayla Mekor Chas, from all of them, on this island of Rosh Hashanah, everything rises up to its shayrish of Knesset Yisrael on Ha-Yoyim Atem Nitzavim Ha-Yoyim on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Kosim of Farid is called Eser Madregis, and that's what the Torah lists, all ten Madregis that correspond to the ten spheres that together form the Koyma of Kol Yis Knesset Yisrael. Shebechlal Yisrael. Lulam Deinu to teach us. Shegam Eile Shem Mbchinis Madregis HaTachtonis, that even those Jews who are from the lowest b'chinas and madregas. Shebechlal Yisrael, choytev etzecha v'shoyev meimecha, v'choytev etzim and the shoyev maim. Harehem nitzovim, these people, the choytev etzim and the she'ave ha'maim, also are nitzovim l'fnei Hashem. On a deeper level, it means every part of myself, even the lowest parts of who I am. Even the lowest parts of myself, that I look at myself and I'm disgusted with. Even those lowest parts of who I am rise up on Rosh Hashanah and stand before the Bari Olam. In that place that's called, in that reality that's called Klal Yis Knesset Yisrael. Chiz Madreigis Tachon, Shebechlal Yisrael, Choyte Vitzecha V'Shemach, Harei Heim Nitzavim V'nei Hashem Elokeichem Kloimer, Gam Heim Oilim V'Madreigosam, U'Mezgala Eslam V'Kor Nishmosam, that they could be Mezgala even by the lowest Jews. That can there can be revealed, if he allows it, if he works on it, that can be revealed that mitzias of the makar of the neshama that's called Knesset Yisrael. And with myself, with each one of us ourselves, through Rosh Hashanah we could discover how every part of my personality, every part of who I am, has a makar, a root in the highest mitzias of Knesset Yisrael. Even those things about myself that look like they're just disgusting and ugly. Those are ways that a very very holy part of myself is being manifested in this world because of the corruptive effects of the world upon me. But in the shirish, of course, the midah is a midah kedusha, that a person is in love with something he shouldn't be in love with. And that's causing him a lot of aggravation and his parents or his family. That's because of the effect that the world has had upon his use of a great godly midah of elokus, of chesed inside of him that we spoke of many times, that has fallen into the use of the sitra'acha, but not in the pnimis. Atin itzav ha'yoyim, every part of a Jew can rise up and stand in the presence of Hashem, to be reunited with its source in Knesset Yisrael, and to realize that if I have such a capacity to love, and I use this capacity to love all the wrong things in my life, that means that I have an unbelievable capacity to love all the things that I should be loving in my life, but I fail to love. That all happens on Rosh Hashanah. U'behemshech, we're going to just see what we're going to continue with next week. He says, "Umehaloshen yitzavim kulchem lefnei Hashem." In the brackets, "Umehaloshen yitzavim kulchem lefnei Hashem." Okay, all of you are standing before Hashem. Mashum shleirak shekol yisal yitzavim lefnei Hashem. Ela shamidosim hi biyachad kulchem. Everybody together. Not that everybody's standing before God, but together before God. That's a very important part of the pasuk. Kulam achdus gemur. Again, not the way they use the word unity and friendship and so on in the world. Achdus gemur mamish. V'zeu shahar lechem b'varah, and that's what the Rebbe is going to explain now. That's what we're going to start with Be'ez Hashem next week. D'ho b'ho talya, one depends on the other. D'ilias shebereish Hashanah. Kulam is alam l'mayla b'mkar chayitzvam. Since on Rosh Hashanah, all Nishmas Yisrael gather together above, in the root, in the makor, in the source of their existence. V'chein, therefore, b'zman zeh, kulam u'chadim yachad b'tachlis achdus. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, kulam u'chadim yachad b'tachlis achdus. That's why we'll see that to prepare, as I talk about every year, this time of the year, that one of the greatest preparations for Rosh Hashanah is this matzav of Ab Mitzvah Hayam Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Mekehem. Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Mekehem. That's why we see that the tzaddikim, like Rebbe Chanan asked other tzaddikim, that they didn't want, Rebbe Chanan didn't want to get aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. The whole year they were going, "V'soich ami, anochi yeshavus." Like the Shnams, I don't want to be different. I don't want to go up for that. I just want to be with other Yidden. Ab Mitzvah Hayam Kulchem. I don't want to stand out on Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to stand out. There was, so they didn't want to get aliyahs. They don't want to stand out. They just want to be with the amcha basis. So, I live with my people. I want to be amongst the people. That's why you see from the Shema Kedoshim how it's so preferable not to talk in Rosh Hashanah. Diburim stam. To talk, Rosh Hashanah, to try to be as quiet as possible. To be nivla in Klai Yisrael. It's a very deep thing. To be absorbed within our people. Not to... Well, my opinion is that, you know, if you didn't vote for Hillary, then you're not allowed to vote for Sarah, for the new one. You're not allowed to. So, your opinion, that the whole year we don't need it that much. But especially Rosh Hashanah, it's better not to have opinions. It's better to be the Seich Ami Anochi Sheres. Be quiet and be absorbed by your people. Be like a drop in the ocean of Knesset Yisrael. Because in that way, each one of us, can, as a piece of Klai Yisrael, in the ocean of Klai Yisrael, we can stand in Hashem's presence without embarrassment or shame. Without embarrassment or shame. That's an avoid that we have to work on. We'll continue as Hashem next time.